Kamala Harris claimed key role in Afghanistan withdrawal decision. By Wendell Hasebo on August 16, 2021. Vice President Kamala Harris claimed a key role in the decision to withdraw from Afghanistan, but she has yet to make a public statement upon the Taliban overrunning Kabul Sunday. Harris confirmed to CNN's Dana Bash that she was the last person in the room before President Joe Biden decided to remove all troops from Afghanistan. "Were you the last person in the room?" Bash asked Harris. "Yes," Harris responded. Bash pressed with another question, "And you feel comfortable?" "I do," she responded. "This is a president who has an extraordinary amount of courage," she said about decision to withdraw. "He is someone who I have seen over and over again make decisions based on what he truly believes is the right thing to do." Biden is acutely aware that it may not be politically popular or advantageous for him personally. "It's really something to see," Harris continued. "I have seen him over and over again make decisions based exactly on what he believes is right. But now that the country has fallen into the hands of Taliban terrorists, many are noticing Harris' absence from taking responsibility for her key role." Fox News titled the headline, "President Biden, VP Harris avoid the cameras as Kabul falls to Taliban," noting that Harris has avoided appearing on camera as Kabul, the capital city of Afghanistan, fell to the Taliban on Saturday and Sunday. Managing editor of Town Hall Spencer Brown tweeted Monday that Harris is shrinking back from explaining to the American people how the not an evacuation is going in Kabul. Joe Biden is hiding, Jen Psaki is on vacation, Kamala Harris is MIA, and this is how the not an evacuation is going in Kabul, after the Biden administration told us they had weeks to complete a mere reduction in civilian diplomatic staff, he stated. Jack Posobiec also tweeted Monday that Kamala refused a request to do a presser today, said she was focused on Haiti, not Afghanistan. "Now staffers for the rival teams have been openly fighting all day," per WH official. Representative Mary Miller, REL, called on former President Trump to make a statement in lieu of Harris's absence. "If Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are unable to speak to the American people about the disaster they created in Afghanistan, President-at-real Donald Trump should make a primetime address," said Miller. "The American people need leadership, and Biden-Harris have vanished." President Biden announced Monday morning he will speak to the Afghan situation later in the afternoon at 3:45 p.m. It is unknown if Harris will attend or speak at the press conference. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.